Before we get started, we wanted to say we're so grateful for you, our listeners, and it would mean so much to us if you could go to iTunes and rate us and review our show and let us know what you think. That'll help our show grow its audience, and we appreciate it so much. On this week's show, we have our weekly check-ins. We have a special segment called Gratitude Slam, where Laura and Shauna get grateful with the universe. And we end our show with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. We are going to kick it off as usual with our weekly check-ins. Laura, tell us what's going on.
So I am at 27 weeks, moving right along. I had a doctor's appointment this week. I think we're getting back to those every 2 weeks appointments now, it sounds like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guess.
I haven't even started that yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he wanted me to come back in 2 weeks, so I guess I'm just, now it's every 2 weeks. Okay, who knows?
Cool. He just likes your company.
Yeah, I mean, I like his company. He's a great guy. He's very fun to talk to. Yeah. Actually, my check-in has something to do with that. He's one of these doctors who, he's just so nice and always available for questions. And so when I came in, I didn't really have anything specific to talk about, but I did want to ask about my pubic symphysis pain, which I've talked about, which is the pain that you feel on your pubic bone when it starts separating or kind of moving around because you get that relaxin hormone that messes with the cartilaginous joint between your hip bones right at the front of your pubis. I'm just going to keep saying pubis until I make Shauna laugh. No,
so exposure therapy, I'm over it now.
I know. I've lost my touch. So I asked him, you know, is there physical therapy I could do? Because I have to say, it's been okay. Like, I'm learning how to deal with it. It's not so painful that, like, I can't function, but I do notice that if I do a lot of stuff during the day or, you know, walk extra long or sleep in a weird position, it does get worse. So I'm trying to be really conscious of how to just keep it under control, but I thought maybe he might recommend physical therapy or something. So I asked him about it and he was like, you know, I don't know if physical therapy really will make much difference. And he's like, you just kind of have to deal with it, which I have to say, people on the internet have said physical therapy has really helped them. So I'm sort of like, well, maybe I should just try. I don't know. I'm on the fence. But the point is that this brought up an anecdote, and my doctor always has some pretty fun and also horrifying anecdotes for us when we come visit, usually in response to a specific question. And so this one was asking about the pubic symphysis pain. He said, well, you know, that might actually mean that you will have a smoother, like, you have the chance of a smoother vaginal delivery because...
Oh, that's good news.
It means that your hips are stretching, right? And so you'll have space in theory, you have more space for the baby to come out. This is, of course, you know, if the baby's not breech and all that other stuff. But, and he said, you know, it might have some help. But he said, but you want it to be a flexible joint. He's like, it's just, it happens to be that it, you know, hurts when it's getting too flexible or towards the end of pregnancy. But he told me a story about a woman who did not have a flexible pubic symphysis joint, which...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Beware if you're sensitive to stories of... I will say, everyone survived, baby's fine, mother eventually was fine, but, you know, it's one of those birth stories, it's not great. So he told me the story, but yeah, so if you don't want to listen to it, you know, skip ahead like 2 minutes. But so he told me this story of, he said there was a woman who had a really, really, like, tight pelvic bone, and he could tell it was, like, narrow, and he said they were pushing for hours and hours and hours. I think he said she pushed for 2 hours, and he finally said, look, you know, it might be time to have a C-section. We should do a C-section. And she said, well, can we try a little longer? And he said, well, he looked at the monitors, he looked at her, and he said the baby wasn't in distress, she wasn't in distress. He said, well, if you really want to, sure, fine. So she pushed more, I don't know how much longer, but he said, all of a sudden, there was an audible crack.
Oh, no.
And the
I
baby
knew it.
Shot out. He's like, the baby came right out.
Oh, Jesus. Hope she had an epidural.
Oh, God, I hope so. God, I hope so. But so, like, I heard it, so you have to hear it. So apparently what happened was she actually had cracked her pubic symphysis joint. Like, it actually broken.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ended up not being able to walk for 2 months.
Oh, no, poor lady.
She had to, like, wrap her hips in some kind of, like, they had to, like, basically a cast, I think. And so she had 2 months of not being able to walk, not being able to walk around with the baby. I think he tells me these as cautionary tales, I know. And he doesn't really have to tell me because I'm fully on board with getting a C-section if I need it. Like, if that was me, and after 2 hours of pushing, he's like, I think we need a C-section. I would be like, okay, great. You're the expert. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's trying to brainwash me or anything. He's just trying to tell me that, you know, there's a reason he makes these recommendations. He's not doing it because he's, you know, tired of dealing with the pregnancy, you know, dealing with the pushing or whatever. But yeah.
It also sounds like he was trying to reassure you that your pain now is probably not going to be in vain. Like, it's preparing you for a smoother ride down the road.
Yeah, that's the hope. Yeah, that it indicates that it might be for the best that I, you know, have a stretchy pubic symphysis, but yeah, it was, I think not walking for 2 months is worse than having a C-section. So that was his story. So that was basically all I got out of that visit. It was like, yep, baby's looking good. He did a quick ultrasound and was like, and also here's his story.
Oh boy.
So that was fun. And then the other thing real quick is that I finally have started knitting something for the baby. Like,
oh, how cute.
For me. So, you know, I'm a knitter. I'm a knitting designer. I love knitting. And I literally haven't been able to knit anything for the baby for what now, 27 weeks? Because I've been knitting stuff for other people or trying to finish other projects. And so finally, I'm designing a baby sweater pattern for him and only him.
Oh, that's so sweet. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. And oh my gosh, knitting baby stuff. I forgot. It's so fast because they're so little.
Right.
So yeah. The only downside is we live in Southern California where you don't really need a lot of knitwear. So I have to be a little
crank
creative.
That AC.
Crank that AC. I mean, he is going to be born in the winter, but still,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's not going to be 85 degrees outside.
Exactly. It's bathing suit weather year round here.
I should knit him a bathing suit.
There you go.
Anyway, that's my week. Where are you at? What's happening with you this week?
I'm 31 weeks and I caught a cold.
Ugh. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I pushed myself a bit too much by going to mom camp.
Oh, yeah.
Last weekend. I just feel like I've been run ragged lately just with my schedule, and I think my immune system is low, whatever. I have a cold. So, and it's just bad. It's bad. So I basically worked from home most of the week. I had to call in every day and be like, you guys don't want me in your presence.
No, they don't.
No, not right now. So I have been working from home, which is good because then I don't have to like rush out of the house and sit in rush hour traffic. So that's nice. And then the other thing, it's funny that you tell a horror story right before I talk about this because, and I feel like I'm every week, like the last few weeks, I'm like, my check-in is I'm freaking out about something.
Aww.
Which is like a segment that we usually have, but now I guess it's just my life.
We don't need a segment. It's just your everyday life.
Yeah, it's just the third trimester. No, I for some reason, I feel like I've been surrounded lately by stories of just like things that can go wrong.
Oh.
Ugh, in childbirth. And for my job, I like read scripts and watch TV episodes. That's part of my job. And I'm on a medical drama, and it feels like every single week there's like something like emergency C-section on an abandoned floor of the hospital with a doctor who doesn't really know what she's doing, and I have to read this and then watch it, and I'm like, oh my god. And so my own sense of like what could happen to me and my body is heightened right now, and I'm just very sensitive to all this stuff, and I have to calm myself down and take deep breaths and be like, everything's probably going to be fine. Your pregnancy is going well so far.
Everything good so far. I will say, I always remind, and this is a thing that I live by, which is like not just hearing horror stories about things, but also like looking at reviews, like Yelp reviews for restaurants or Amazon reviews for products, is that when people like something and something is not dramatic and just normal, they don't usually talk about it. You know, it's not
true.
We love storytelling. We love dramatics. You know, we both do like The Moth and stuff. We love that stuff. But you don't go to The Moth and be like, Well, I got pregnant, my pregnancy was uncomplicated, and then I had a very uncomplicated and normal birth. Thank you very much.
And I won the Moth Slam. Yeah, and I exactly.
Yes, Grand Slam.
And the same in like the moms groups online and stuff. It's like the normal stuff doesn't get brought to light, even though no. That's probably like 99% of it. It's like I scroll the moms groups and it's like, I just went into preterm labor, or I just like gave birth to a 2-pound baby. And that scares me. I can't really read those. Like I can barely even like scroll past the headlines, but I know it's exactly what you're saying. It's the outlier. It's not the norm.
I mean, you could just start posting like, had a great uneventful week.
That's how I should counteract it.
My baby is still inside my uterus. just wanted to say that. I mean, that's like bragging at this point.
Yeah. And then along the similar lines, the last thing I wanted to say is that for some reason, my daughter has been, you know, she's excited about the baby coming. But the last few days, she's like touched my belly and looked at me and said, my baby sister's coming today.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, she's not. She's still got some time to bake. She's not coming today. And then I get all wound up. I'm like, oh my God, does she have like some sixth sense? Is like she like channeling something from the other side? And then, I mean, it is crazy how my fears can like really spiral. My small child can fuel them.
I mean, how much of a concept does she even have of yesterday, today, tomorrow? Like how much awareness does she have of that?
She's starting to grasp it. She is. But yeah, I mean, she doesn't really know that the baby's coming in like 9 weeks.
I mean, the concept of 9 weeks to a 2.5-year-old has got to be like mind-blowing. Nine weeks. So yeah. Like such a big chunk of their life.
She doesn't understand weeks and stuff. No. But I think it's just like her like kind of eerie saying that just feels like a prediction, like because I'm already like worried about going into preterm labor or whatever, so I'm just like, oh my gosh, quiet.
Well, I love your daughter and I think she's brilliant, but I am going to say I don't think she's predicting the future yet.
Yeah, she's not psychic.
I mean, she might be in other ways, but that's not it. I don't know.
So that's it. All in all, I'm fine. I know how to take breaths and meditate and like handle these fears. I just thought I would put them out there in the world so y'all know what's really going on.
Yeah, disseminate those fears. That's good.
Yes, exactly. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
All right, so in honor of Thanksgiving, which is coming up, we are actually going to have a new segment, which we are calling a Gratitude Slam.
Bum, bum.
Bum, bum. Where we, look, this is a safe space. Shauna and I are two friends just shooting the shit, and sometimes that means that we complain more than we might on an average day. Because, you know, sometimes you just need to complain to your friend, especially when you're both pregnant and feeling tired and achy and emotional. So we understand that sometimes this might seem like not the best thing to put out into the universe. So we are going to counteract that with a gratitude slam, much like a poetry slam or a rap battle. Sean and I, we've participated in a lot of rap battles, right?
Every weekend, yeah.
Yeah. So, but the idea is that we're just going to do some rapid fire gratitude, mostly about our pregnancies, so that we can reset the universe and have some Thanksgiving this week. More than usual. So we're going to do it pretty fast, right, Shauna? We haven't practiced this. So
No. This is off the cuff. And yes. I don't know what's going to come up, but hopefully a lot of good vibes.
Good vibes. All right. So I think you're going to have to start us off. So
okay. Well, I'm grateful that my daughter's not psychic and that my baby didn't come that day and that I've got 9 more weeks to let this baby cook.
Good. I'm grateful that even though we're not allowed to have alcohol when we're pregnant, that it means that we don't get to have hangovers either. I'm very grateful for that.
Yes. Although pregnancy sometimes feels like a hangover. That's true. Yeah. I am grateful that my husband gets 4 months paid paternity leave and gets to be at home helping me take care of this newborn when it's born.
Oh, hell yes. Woo. That's huge. Mm-hmm. Good one. Okay. I am grateful that pregnancy is the best excuse to get out of any social obligation you can imagine. Thank you, pregnancy.
Yeah. I'm grateful that I have about 2 tons of old clothes and baby supplies from my first kid that I just get to reuse, and I get to save all that money for, I don't know, the vacations I'm going to take after my newborn's born.
That's right. I'm grateful that when my baby kicks me at night and wakes me up and makes me feel like I'm going to throw up, that means he's still alive and doing well in there. Thanks, baby.
I'm grateful that I don't have stretch marks yet. Yet. I think they will come, but for right now, so far so good.
Ooh, I'm going to jump on that. I'm grateful that I don't have that linea nigra. You know, that's that dark line that goes down the side of your belly yet again. Mm-hmm. But I still have the same coloration on my belly, which makes me feel a little more normal.
Yeah. That reminds me, I'm grateful that I don't have varicose veins, which I recently learned can also happen in your vulva and labia during pregnancy. And I'm so grateful I don't have that yet.
Yes, I second that. I am grateful for all these work deadlines that are making me crazy, but that means that I'm going to have more money for maternity leave because I'm a freelancer. So the more I work, the more money I have. So I'm grateful for that.
I am grateful that I haven't had to worry about losing weight in about 7.5 months. It is a relief.
Yes. I'm going to say also I'm grateful for not having gestational diabetes because I am also not worried about losing weight and I am eating cake for lunch more than I should. But yes, I'm grateful for that because it's delicious.
Same. I'm also grateful I don't have gestational diabetes and that I'm grateful for sugar. Because that is like the only thing I'm craving right now, basically. Yes.
I think you might have won.
Are you blanking?
I'm blanking.
Poetry slam champion.
Shauna is the most grateful.
Oh, that was fun. I do feel good. I feel the good vibes.
Yeah, it's true. I feel good too. We should also, yeah, we'll have to make a habit of this.
You know what? I'm grateful for our friendship.
Oh, stop it.
And then we're both pregnant at the same time and we're going to have our little babies and they're going to grow up friends and it's going to be so great.
Oh, man, you really win. I'm grateful too. Aww, you make me all weepy, Shauna.
All right, now back onto the snark. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors, there's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We wrap up our show with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Laura, what do you have this week?
So after all that gratitude, I have a BFN.
Oh, man.
It's okay. I'm not going to bring us too far down. But my BFN is that I've had to give up going to Pilates this week.
Oh, shoot. How come?
Well, so I had given it up in the first trimester because I thought it would be... it was nauseating, basically.
Yeah.
Pilates is, I do the reformer Pilates where you're on this machine that's, it's kind of like a like circus contraption. You're like upside down, you have your feet in straps. And I think it's really super fun. It's the only type of exercise I'm like very consistently been doing for years. And I love it. And I have a studio that I go to right down the street. It's sort of my indulgence is that I pay for semi-private classes there. And I went, was it 2 weeks ago? Something like that. I've been a little less consistent, but I've been going. And the last time I went, it was just too much. It was just too much on my body. I know my teacher would probably go even further to try to help me adjust things. She really was already going above and beyond to modify positions for me. And, it's like a 3 or 4 person class. So the problem with it being so small, the good thing about being small is I can get personalized attention, but I also felt like I was taking away from the other students a bit, they wanted to get a good workout and she's spending all this time giving me different things to do, especially with this, I'm just going to start calling it SPD, which is like they call it what the pubic symphysis disorder. I don't know why it's SPD instead of PSD, but it's SPD. Anyway, with this SPD, anything I do that's like one-legged, it just makes it worse. So I need to do everything sort of symmetrically, and that really limits what I can do. And I thought about it, and I had that feeling like, oh, I should go. Shouldn't I go? And when I finally said it out loud to Corey, my husband, I said, I'm thinking about maybe stopping Pilates until after birth. It was just that feeling of like, oh, that's what I want. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. So it clarified things for me. And I'm going to miss it because I do like it. And I always feel better having done it. And I'm looking forward to when I can go back and do Pilates again. But I think just now it's just too much for my body at this point. And I can't imagine my body's going to be getting more into it. So putting it on pause. I'm not giving it up, I guess. I'm just putting it on pause.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is you can pick it back up. You're listening to your body. And you do have the prenatal yoga, which is probably a nice outlet too for.
Yeah. I mean, I would love a little bit more strength building. Prenatal yoga is great for stretching. And it has a little bit of strength building, but especially in my arms, you know, I want to be able to make sure I can carry that baby like real well. So
that baby's going to weigh 7 pounds, girl. You are going to be a fine.
All right. But yeah. So I'm just pausing the plot. Pausing the plots. Anyway, what about you? You got a BFP or BFN?
I also have a BFN this week.
Mm.
Which is, and I don't know if you've heard of this. I didn't know about this. I found it out by Googling. I have lightning crotch.
Oh, I've heard of lightning crotch, but I don't know what it really, I don't know what it feels like because I don't have it.
I Googled like shooting pain in vagina or something like mm-hmm. that. And apparently this is lightning crotch is, and if you're British, it's called fanny daggers. Which I just love so much.
Oh, the Brits are better at everything.
Calling it fanny daggers.
Fanny daggers.
So it's like the nickname given for the sudden and often sharp pain some pregnant moms experience deep in the pelvis or vaginal area during pregnancy. And I read that from a website. I don't really talk like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I guess like when the baby moves a certain way, maybe it hits a nerve that kind of like shoots pain down there.
Oof.
But it's very painful. And then also, while doing this whole search and experiencing all this, I came across a thread on a baby board where the topic was shooting butthole pains during pregnancy. No one wants that, but I also have that.
Oh,
and no. I think it's because like when like gas, like after I've eaten beans, I think I've recently told you that I'm not a big fan of black beans because
yes.
they like make me so gassy, and especially when I'm pregnant, and I can't believe I'm talking about this. Sorry, world. But it is a real pregnancy problem. Like your body traps the gas and it hurts, and then the baby's like jumping around in there on your intestines and it's shooting fanny daggers down into all the areas that you don't want daggers.
Ouch.
So it's been
a
little
bit uncomfortable. And is it just random? Like,
it's
literally
totally random, yeah.
Wow.
So good times.
And I'm guessing there's nothing to be done about it, right?
Well, I think for me personally, eating less beans mm-hmm. or anything gas-inducing will mm-hmm. help. But as far as the just like the nerve stuff, yeah, I don't think there's really much you can do about that. Like if the baby's just in a position where she's hitting a nerve, maybe if I could just like move around or something. I don't know. I didn't really find many solutions, but hopefully that goes away. She'll move out of that position and I'll feel better.
I do know. I don't know if anyone's ever talked to you about this, but in prenatal yoga, they talk a lot about putting the baby in the hammock. Have you know this concept?
No.
So the idea is that, you know, all day the babies are pushing on our pelvis and on our back because we're either upright or lying down, and the sort of antidote to that is to get into a position where you're either on all fours, or a really good one is you're sort of your feet are back in a wide stance and you have your palms on a table or a chair
mm-hmm.
and your back is flat, and the idea is just to, and they call it putting the baby in the hammock.
Uh-oh.
Because you're hanging, you're basically using your stomach as a hammock for the baby to sit in, and it gives you relief on your back. And I'm wondering if maybe if you're getting the lightning crotch, if that might help, because it'll put her in a different position. It's
yeah.
worth a try, at least.
Oh, totally. I will try that. And that also reminds me of a product I recently saw on my baby app. It's called the Prenatal Cradle.
Ooh.
Have you heard of this?
No.
It's kind of like, it's something you wear around your belly and then like up over your shoulders. Like it looks like a workman's, I don't even know, harness or something. And I think it like lifts the baby up off of
mm-hmm.
your pelvis a little bit. Well, I'm doing that with my hands right now, and that kind of does feel good to just kind of take some of the pressure off.
I forgot to mention at the beginning, we were talking about our check-ins. One of the things my doctor did say I could try was to hold my belly as I walked around, like literally hold it up.
Oh.
But it seemed silly, so I forgot.
Well, there's your arm strengthening.
Yeah, there you go. Also, I mean, like, I guess I don't feel super, like, worried about messing with my stomach. I know that they're very insulated in there, but it does feel a little weird. Like, am I supposed to be doing this? But
yeah.
Hmm. We'll have to try it. You'll have to try it and report back.
I will.
I'll do the same.
Okay. I think that's it. Is that it for the show?
That's it for the show.
Episode 20.
That's episode 20.
Ah!
That's halfway through our show's pregnancy right there.
Wow, that's a trimester and a half. That's amazing.
Whoop, whoop. So anyway, we're real grateful for all of our listeners too. So thank you for listening.
Indeed. And we would love to know what you're grateful for this holiday season. Please feel free to reach out, drop us a line. Laura, where can they find us?
We are on every social media platform you can think of, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and our handle is @BFPPodcast. We also have a Facebook group you could join, a community group where we can discuss all kinds of fun things like our gratitude journals. And we have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ah! Oh my God, the mattress is falling on me. Holy shit.
Oh no. Okay. Oh God. You okay?
Oh shit. Okay, I'll be back.
Okay. You ready? Have you caught your breath?
I have
your
not.
Mattress, is your mattress in place?
It's in place. I don't feel good about it being secure, but...
It's real high tech.